Well, it is our third Lori and Julia book club of the week. Why? Because April is a month when a lot of good books come out. And one of our favorite authors, New York Times bestselling author, Mary Kubica, is with us. And her latest book, which just came out this week, She's Not Sorry, is... Mary, I think it's your best one yet, and we've loved everything you've written.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you for saying that.
But I mean it.
Yes.
thank you, and thank you for having me on again.
We've had you on for almost all of your books.
Yeah, you have. I'm so grateful, and I love chatting with both of you.
Oh, you're so nice.
You're just a heck of a storyteller. You really are, and She's Not Sorry, honestly, is the twistiest book, and I think your best book. You're just getting better and better as a writer and storyteller. So give people the setup, because this is a book people are going to want to read.
Yeah, so it's about an ICU nurse. Her name is Megan Michaels, and she's also a single mother, recently divorced. She has a 16-year-old daughter. And Megan ends up there, a patient arrives in her ICU in a coma, and it's believed that this woman jumped off a pedestrian bridge in a suicide attempt. And Megan has always kind of made it her rule for herself not to get too close to patients or their families that come to visit. And this time she kind of breaks her own rule and finds herself getting closer to this patient's family. And then clues start to emerge that maybe this woman didn't jump, but she was instead pushed from the bridge. And now Megan wonders if she's gotten too close to the wrong people.
I just was, and I gasped, okay, at the end. I mean, I was just like, what? So good.
I love that. Thank you.
You write thrillers, and we've read all of them, and you have, you know, She's Not Sorry is the latest one.
Local Woman Missing, we talked to you last year.
Just the Nicest Couple. How did you come up with She's Not, I mean, like, because your titles are very catchy. How do you come up with these titles, Mary?
Yeah, you know, I don't usually think of them in advance. It's okay. I just write the book, and then when I'm done, and I'm reading it through for like the umpteenth times, going through revisions and things like that, I usually look for, you know, just words, phrases that are actually in the text and just jump out and think, you know, I feel like they would serve as a good title. And the line, She's Not Sorry, is in there, I think, twice. And I loved it because when you read the book, I think it's the kind of, you know, title that's going to make a reader think at the end, who's not sorry? Who does that refer to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how many people, like, do you have, like, a reading, like, your friend, your sister, your mom, or somebody who reads your books, kind of does a once over before you pass it on?
So I actually send it first to my editor. But
okay.
Before my editor and I are totally done, like, before it gets sent for copy edits and things like that, then I have friends. I'm in a book club myself, and I have a couple trusted members of my book club read it. So I can just get, you know, a reader's perspective, not somebody in the publishing industry, but a reader. Yeah.
So Lori and I had a divide and conquer because we had on Joe Piazza yesterday, and on Monday we had Friends in Napa. Mm-hmm. So I read that one. We've just kind of divide and conquer. So I haven't read this one, but everyone, including Kathleen Carter, says they think that this is your best book ever. Twisty, addictive, bingeable.
I mean, I thought so.
And Lori thought so too.
Because I couldn't put it down. And I always like how you write your thrillers or whatever. But there was like a level of, I don't know if it was the storytelling, the different characters, the fact that it was twisting, because we've got the bad man in Chicago that's attacking women. You know, you have all these sort of other storylines that are happening. It was very compelling and couldn't put it down, quite frankly.
Oh, well, I love to hear that. You know, I set out, I want to surprise my readers. I want to create a book, you know, that a reader doesn't want to put down. And you can always do your best, but you don't know how it's going to go. And so I've been so grateful for the early feedback that I'm seeing for this book.
Oh, yeah. How did you come up with the idea, though? I mean, because it's set in an ICU. You know, how do you come up with this, Mary?
Yeah, okay, so this will be a little vague because of no spoilers, but I thought of the twist first. And
you did.
And that usually doesn't happen for me. And, you know, it wasn't a fully thought out twist. It was more like a concept that I wanted to try and do. And so I thought of that. And then I worked backwards and I created the story of Megan's more deliberately to get me towards that twist.
Yeah, and you know, it was intriguing, the piece about a long lost high school friend that you haven't seen in 20 years, and you know, kind of remembering like, oh, it all seemed so important, how you were friends, and then how you don't see that person really for 20 years. And then if you do see them and you think, it brings it all back to you, sort of all those feelings of high school, good and bad. I liked that part of the storytelling.
Yeah, well, thank you. And, you know, because she has this high school daughter herself, it's like she's living, you know, the high school years through her daughter. But also, yeah, she reconnects with this old high school friend. And so it brings back all those memories.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to write this book, Mary?
You know, it was probably just a draft, maybe 7 or 8 months. And then my editor and I worked on revisions for a few months beyond that.
And are you diligent? I know you have kids and stuff and you live outside Chicago. Are you diligent, like every day you write from 9 to 2 or 8 to 5?
I aim for a word count. So sometimes the words are flowing. I reach that a lot faster. I try to go for about 1,000 words. And some days I can knock that out in 2 hours. And some days it takes 8 hours.
What was the book that you read that made you want to be an author?
You know, I don't know that there was just one book, but okay. I was a huge reader since I was young. I loved Natalie Babbitt's Talk Everlasting and The Eyes of the Amaryllis when I was younger. And I was hooked. It wasn't until later that I thought I wanted to be an author, but I did love both reading and writing from a young age.
I know it is. It does. Rarely do we ever talk to an author who wasn't a reader when they were a kid.
For sure. I totally agree. And I think that's how you learn to love writing, by reading.
Yeah.
I'm still working on that. I blame it on missing third grade, Mary. I mean, so you are getting rave reviews. I mean, the book list, you know, everyone like Stacey Woman, New York Times bestselling author, The Flicker in the Dark. I mean, all these people. Is there, when because you do book covers, blurbs too, for other authors, how good does it feel when you get validation from the author groups?
So good. And, you know, because they're reading, you know, for one, it's always an awkward moment when you have to reach out to, you know, fellow authors and ask them to read and potentially blurb your book. But because they are some of the first readers beyond like the publisher, beyond my own book club, you know, these authors that blurb, but they're kind of the next batch of readers. So it's such a good feeling when they read and blurb it and you know that they're happy to support a book.
Right. As a book mom.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, as a book mom, you know, because you have 9.
Yeah.
Do you have like ones you want to go back to and continue, or are they good and left alone, or do you ever go that route?
Like as a series?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Like, do you want them to go to college or do some other thing? I mean, I'm just kind of curious if you would, because you are so attached to something for 7 months or 8 months.
I know. And, you know, usually I've like messed with all of the characters' lives so much by the end of the book that I have to kind of let them go. I mean, they stay with me in my mind. I think about them all the time. But when it's time to start a new book, there's something really exciting about a totally fresh storyline and fresh characters.
Well, you have an imaginative mind. Like,
I think of, you know, Apple Doesn't Fall or whatever that
is. Leanne Moriarty.
Yeah, Leanne Moriarty, you know, some of her books coming. She's Not Sorry would be really an epic 8-part to 10-part series, you know, on Apple Plus or Amazon or Netflix. I don't really care who. But Mary, you've really worked out the whole story finish to end, and it would be so great on a screen.
Yeah, well, that would be amazing. That would be a dream come true.
I'm sure you've had stuff option, and we know like stuff they option and then it sits and nobody does anything with it, but I feel like, you know, this would be right up Reese Witherspoon's alley because of what she did with Big Little Lies, and She's Not Sorry is this whole, you know, story already ready for her.
Yeah. Agreed. Then Big Little Lies, I just loved. That was one of my favorites, both the book and the TV show. And that would really be amazing to see one of my books made into something.
I mean, do you have to do that? Does your publisher have a team? How does the book selling to television or in Hollywood work?
Yeah. I have a couple incredible film agents. So they are right now working very hard to find a home in Hollywood for She's Not Sorry.
All right. Well, I'm just going to tweet at Reese Witherspoon your book cover and give her our 2 cents.
Mary, we've tweeted her so many times. She's got to listen
sometime.
But
remember the longest time I was tweeting to at the wrong place?
She was. We had the wrong address.
We had the wrong handle.
So funny.
Oh, I can't wait to read this book. Lori just is like ate it up, and all the reviews I'm reading, I started it
on Sunday night and finished it yesterday. And I did, resented that I had to, you know, stop what I was doing and come to work and not be able to finish it in a day.
That's the best book. We're talking with Mary Kubrika. The book is She's Not Sorry. Local Woman Missing. It's a novel, New York Times bestselling author. We love all your stuff, but this one, Lori, is just, I can't wait to read it.
Yeah, it's just, and where are we calling you? Where are you doing? You're on the road.
I'm on the road. That's right. I'm in Stamford, Connecticut right now, where it is like storming really bad outside. But I have an event tonight at the Ferguson Public Library with Elm Street Books and Wendy Walker.
Oh, fun.
Fun. Yeah. Well, thank you for your time, Mary. And thank you again for delighting with us with another.
Let's ask Mary her question, though.
All right, Mary, what's the last great book you read?
I just recently finished Everyone Is Watching by Heather Gudenkauf, which just came out, I think, last week. So it's out now. And it's incredible. It's like a reality TV show and bad things start happening. It's a total page turner.
Okay. Everyone Is Watching by Heather Gudenkauf.
Gudenkauf.
Oh, say Gudenkauf. Guten tight. Oh, Mary, thank you so much and best of luck. I know you're not going to need it, but everyone needs it. But this is, I was on your, the cookies that you got were so cute on your Instagram post.
Right, weren't they amazing?
Oh my gosh.
And it tasted good too.
I just loved it. That cookie bouquet of book stuff. It's so cute. And tell people how to follow you on Instagram and your website and stuff.
Yeah, my website is just marykubica.com. It's KUBICA. And then on there, I have links to Facebook, X, and Instagram. And Facebook and Instagram are my favorite.
Okay, you've updated it to X. We still call it Twitter.
I know, we do. I refuse to give Elon Musk any
credit. Just because we're that way.
Any credit.
Thank you so much for your time. Good luck tonight. And we're just delighted to have another bestseller from you. She's Not Sorry. We've got a couple copies. Give us a buzz at 651-641-1071. Mary, talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for your time.